Instead, it was my daughter, Suzanne. I became alarmed because she knew she was not supposed to call me. I answered the phone immediately, asking, "What's wrong?" She began to explain Spirit Cruises corporate had found out that Suzanne's dad was working at Ground Zero. She told me that corporate wanted to bring one of the ships into Lower Manhattan and dock it next to Ground Zero. Their plan was to serve fresh, hot food to the rescuers and provide a safe, welcoming place to eat. Susie wanted to know if I could make that happen. I told her that was way above my pay grade, but I would up-channel the request. I phoned our task force leader, and his comment was, "You can make that happen?" I told him I could, and he said he would pass it on to New York City Emergency Management, never thinking that they would approve the request. It wasn't 15 minutes later, task force leadership called me back. After first threatening me if I failed, I was told to make it happen. A phone call to my daughter, and the rest is history. It became the place to eat so much that New York City paid for them to stay for months afterwards to support the recovery operation. On Pennsylvania Task Force One, I became known as the legend that was responsible for getting Spirit Cruises into Lower Manhattan, thanks to my daughter, Suzanne.